Rambam has 14 Svarim in his Yad HaChazaka and his Mishnah Torah, and Sefer Hamada is one that we often don't spend enough time on, and particularly Hilchos Deos. We had the chance earlier this week and in weeks and months past to explore a little bit of the first three the first parak and the second parak. The Rambam explores the idea of Tikkun HaMidos and understands that Tikkun HaMidos as a whole all falls under the category of the mitzvah d'oraisa of v'alachta b'drachav. In the third parak, the Rambam moves on to something we were talking about earlier this week, this past Sunday, the idea of b'chol drachecha da'ehu. We spoke about last Thursday night also, that I can convert neutral activities into mitzvahs using the koach of my kavana. That if I'm a chavan l'shem mitzvah, I think we'll have these neutral activities will enable divrei mitzvah, so that can convert neutral activities into mitzvahs. A mitzvah Rama understands from the Tanakh, v'chol drachecha de'ehu, the Mishkan Pirkei Avos, v'chol ma'asecha yil shem shemayim. I want to pivot, though, to the last two prakim, prakim Vav and Zayin. Prakim Vav and Zayin of Hilchos Deos are dedicated to the mitzvah shebinam l'chaveru. And there's a whole slew of mitzvah shebinam l'chaveru. I think many of you are very familiar with the opening halacha in Perek Vav, where the Rambam talks about the derech b'riyaso shel adam lios nimshach b'dei osav v'masav acharev v'chaverev, that by nature people are shaped significantly by society, by the people with whom you're close, the power of peer pressure near and far. I think many of you have had the chance to explore that Rambam at length. It's interesting that Rambam is, if you open up now a Perek Vav and look, the Rambam begins with that concept. That's not a mitzvah, it's a psychological concept that the Rambam uses as an introduction to his treatment of Mitzvah Shebinam L'Chaveru. And you see, he begins to talk about first the way in which I relate to Talmidei Chachamim, and a mitzvah not just to be mechaber to mechamim to learn Torah, to hear shiur from Talmidei Chachamim, but in the context of Mitzvah Shebinam L'Chaveru, he talks about the mitzvah say lehidavik bechachamim v'salmideihim, a mitzvah to spend time with people whose values I hope will rub off on me, whose values, whose conduct, whose way of leading their lives will rub off on me. He understands, he quotes from the Midrash Chazal, that's the mitzvah of uvo sidbak, one of the phrases that appears again and again over the course of Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim has a lot of discussion about how a Jew is meant to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ahava, with Yira, with Halicha Bedrachav. One of the terms that recurs a number of times is Ledavka, Uvo Sidbak. Can't directly stick myself, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I can spend time with people who will help me plug into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of living. Chiev Shela Adam Ledavik B'Shechina. He talks about even doing neutral activities, not just going to shiurim with Talmidei Chachamim, but interacting with Talmidei Chachamim, b'mili d'alma, eating together, working together, spending time together. He points out that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Having a relationship with a Rebbe, having a relationship with Talmud Chacham, that for the Rambam is a mitzvah d'oraisa. L'davka bo uvo sidbak v'chein tzivu chachamim, says the Mishnah Perek Yavah, in the first parak, to misabek b'afar ragleim v'shosa b'tzama es devreim. Interestingly, the Rambam understands it doesn't mean to go hear shiurim. Certainly, you want to hear shiurim, and you want to talk and learning, but that means even spending time in neutral activities as well, spending time with chachamim v'salmideim. The Rambam uses the term Talmud Chacham to mean a yeshiva bacher, someone who's learning, who's a Talmud of chachamim, to spend time with people who are ambassadors of Torah and ambassadors of midos, ambassadors of dikduk b'halacha, ambassadors of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. That is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So that's a sort of a natural hemshech from the Rambam's opening concept of the way in which we're shaped by our social circles. And then he moves on to talk about the things that we usually associate with mitzvah shebem lachavero. It talks, you see in Halacha Gimel about Ahavas Yisrael, Halacha Dalet, particularly about Ahavas Hager. It's a particular mitzvah in addition to the general mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. And then I'd love to spend some time on the next couple of halachas. After what seemed like the more friendly, smiley mitzvahs of being dafik and tamei chachamim, and Ahavas Yisrael in general, and Ahavas Hager in particular, the Rambam talks about the flip side. The flip side, of course, is in addition to mitzvahs aseh of Ahava, there's a mitzvahs lo aseh of sinah, a law against hating other Jews. Let's break that down, and we're going to find that the Rambam gives us incredibly practical advice, in part by connecting the love of Sinas Yisrael to another mitzvah sased. It's interesting, a number of Meyerbeim have pointed out, when you learn Rambam, one of the interesting things to keep your eyes on at times is to see the interplay of mitzvah sased and mitzvah lo sased. Now the Rambam organizes his Mishneh Torah, the whole Mishneh Torah, the whole review, summary of all of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Rambam organizes it as an elaboration of the Tariq Mitzvahs. Every single section, I think we've seen this in the past, came out every single section of the 80-some-odd sections in Rambam, Hilchas Deis, and Hilchas Talmud Torah, and Hilchas Nizkei Mammon, and Hilchas Brachas, and Hilchas Metame Mishkov Vemoshav, and Hilchas Beis HaBechira. All over, the Rambam will open with a list, before he gets to Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, to the details, he'll open with a list of the Mitzvahs Aseh, Mitzvahs Lo Aseh, that comprise this topic. He'll give you the list. Say there's so many mitzvahs. Zehu Pirtan, here's the list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then he'll transition to Perek Aleph by saying, obey your mitzvahs elu b'prakim elu. The elaboration on the mitzvahs I just listed come in the following prakim. He very consistently makes it clear that the whole Mishneh Torah is an elaboration on the mitzvahs. In a certain sense, the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, as the Rambam writes in the opening lines of the Akdamah to Mishneh Torah, the whole Torah Shebaal Peh is an elaboration on the mitzvahs. So Rambam is very mitzvah-focused and mitzvah-oriented. When we get back to Brachas Merchem tomorrow, we'll see that. We'll see that in the context of Birkas HaTorah. But when the Rambam organizes halachos around mitzvahs, it's sometimes interesting to see the interplay of mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lo aseh. So one type of interplay we just saw is, well, there's a mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, and then there's a specific mitzvah of Ahavas Hager, that's a separate mitzvah. It's a subset of Ahavas Yisrael. And then there's the sort of the corresponding mitzvah lo aseh, kol hasone echad mi Yisrael b'libo over b'lo aseh. Shenemer lo sisnes achicha b'lavecha. Here, Perek Vav, Halacha Hey. It says, no malchus. Ein lokan lavze, if you should ein bo masa. Bezen cannot give me malchus, even if somehow, you know, there were Edom and Hasra. Edom can see that I hate someone and they give me Hasra. You say, better not continue to hate him. You're in violation of a law of Daraisa. And the fellow said, I don't care. You can't give him Malkus because the law of Sha'im Ba'maisa. But then notice what the Rambam says next. And then in a couple lines, we'll see how he relates it to another Sinah. The Isra Sinah also corresponds to another Mitzvah Saseh. Lo Hizhira Torah El Al Sinah Shebelev. First, the following remarkable line. It says that this love is lo sisn sachicha bilvavecha, in your heart. Avah makes chavero, v'amacharfo. But if I hate a guy and I punch him, I deck him, I hate a guy and I yell at him and I curse him out, I'm not a violation of sin of belev, the Rambam says. Afal pisha ena rashai ena over mishum lo sisna. You're not allowed to do that, but you're not in violation of lo sisna, which at first seems a little curious. But the Rambam said, ena rashai. In other words, What's he saying? The Easter of Sinna is Sinna Belev. The Easter of Sinna is Sinna that's kept uncommunicated. Sinna that's kept locked inside myself. If I express it, then I'm no longer in violation of Sinna Zachicha B'Vavecha. The Rambam says, I'm not allowed to express it by punching him, and I'm not allowed to express it by cursing him, because those are other Aviras. Elsewhere on the list of 365 lavin is an Easter against hitting people, is an Easter against cursing people, is the Easter against causing people pain with my words. Lo sono ishes hamiso. So if I express the ill will, if I express the hatred in an inappropriate way, I'm violating some other law. But I'm not violating sinna. The isser of sinna is specifically unexpressed, maintaining unexpressed sinna. So obviously what the Rambam is leading us is I have three options. There's a sinna and I keep it inside, and that's a violation of sinna belev. Or there's a sinna and I let it out in an inappropriate way, and that's a violation not of sinna, but of some other avir. It's a violation of Lo Yosef, of hitting someone, it's a violation of Sakala, it's a violation of some Mr. Samisom. Or there's this third option, which is there's a sinna inside, I'm upset at someone, I'm frustrated, I'm irritated, and I do express it appropriately. And that's where the Rambam goes on Lachavav. Kishiyechta ish le'ish lo yistemenu v'yishtok. If I'm upset at someone, legitimately upset at someone, so don't keep it inside, and just let it percolate and let it fester inside. That's the model that the Tanakh gives us of how Rishayim handled their feelings. They kept them squelched inside. Avshalom was one of the sinful sons. You remember him from Sefer Shmuel. He's actually one of the sinful sons of David. He actually is one of the sons of David who launched a rebellion against his own brother. But here we're talking about Avshalom's relationship with another difficult figure, another Rasha, Amnon. He was upset at Amnon, legitimately so, and he didn't say anything about it. He had no conversation, not for better, not for worse. He's son of Avshalom as Amnon. So Rambam is saying, you know why the Tanakh gives us a sketch of how Avshalom handled his feelings? As the Rambam describes further in the Hakadamah to Pirkei Avos, sometimes you can come across stories of Rishayim, and they're useful because you see how you don't want to be. He says that's a picture of what you don't want to be. To have strong negative feelings towards someone else, and you keep them squelched inside. Mitzvah lav lahodio. You have a mitzvah to express it. Mitzvah to communicate. Lama, to say to him, have a conversation. Have a difficult but honest conversation. Lama sisa li kach v'kach. Lama chatasa li bedavar ploni. Why did you do that? That was wrong. The way you handled me was wrong. The way you spoke to me, the way you ignored me. I feel like you cheated me. I feel like you insulted me. Whatever it is. If I have a legitimate gripe against someone else, talk about it. Communicate. Now, if we stopped here, you might say, yeah, no, that's what modern psychologists would tell me, that in the moment, it's usually easier, short-term, it's usually easier not to talk about negative feelings. Short-term, it's usually easier just to have psychological inertia and just sort of go with the flow and leave the difficult feelings inside. But psychologists would tell me that almost invariably, I'm better off in the long run. I'll be happier in the long run if we have an open conversation. Not yelling and screaming, hopefully, but expressing in a thoughtful way. We could talk in a moment about what that looks like. But expressing difficult feelings in a measured, thought-out way. And that, in the long run, will make things better. So psychologists would tell me that it's healthier to communicate than to keep things inside. Here's what's fascinating. Over the course of Sefer Hamada, there are a number of behaviors that we sort of think of as, you know, it's a good idea. It's a new idea, perhaps. The Rambam, over the course of Sefer Hamada, takes a number of such behaviors and points out they're actually mitzvahs aseh min haTorah. We already saw one earlier in the parak, and that is having a relationship with the Rebbe. That's not just something that contemporary yeshivas talk about. It is something that contemporary yeshivas talk about, and they should, for many reasons, including the fact that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa l'davka bo. So here's another one. Talking about difficult feelings, having open communication, and repairing a relationship, airing things out. So Rambam says it's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? So number one, he already said that there's a lav of maintaining unexpressed, uncommunicated sinna. So by expressing it, I'm going to avoid violation of the lav of Lo Sisna. What's interesting, as I mentioned before, is the way in which the Rambam pairs sometimes lavin with asein. Not only does he pair the lav of Lo Sisna against the asay of ava, but here you see he also says the alternative, the inverse of Lo Sisna is ava, but the alternative and the solution to Lo Sisna is a mitzvah. And what's that mitzvah? Shenemar. Hocheach tochiach es am yisecha, the mitzvah of tochacha. That's the mitzvah of tochacha. Now here's what's fascinating about this. Up until now, when we thought we've all heard the mitzvah of tochacha in the past, and I think we usually think of tochacha exclusively the way the Rambam describes it in the following halacha. See here in halacha zayin, haroach aveir shechata. I see someone I know, and he's doing the wrong thing. Either he did a particular chet, or shahalach bederech lo tova, where he's on a path that's not good. By the way, we've seen this meisim and drachim, that sort of pair of ideas, specific actions as well as an overall path, an overall trajectory. We've seen that again and again in the language of the Ramchal, Mesilas Yesharim. Here you see it several centuries earlier in the Rambam. Whether I see that someone's doing a particular chet, a particular sinful act, or more generally, he's not in a good place. He's not on a good path. And he's on a bad trajectory. He's not headed to good places. Either way, mitzvah lachzir lamutav. I have a mitzvah to help him return to a better, get back to a better spot. Ulhodio shehu choteil atzmo b'maisu v'ram, and to explain to him that he's hurting himself by behaving in the wrong way that he's behaving. The mitzvah of tochacha. So here's what's interesting. I think usually when we think about tochacha, we think about halacha zayin type of tochacha. Right? A guy's doing aveira, a guy's eating treif, he's not being careful of halacha Shabbos. He's doing some sort of aveira. I think we often picture it specifically as an aveira shebid adam lamakam. But either way, he's over there, Reuven's over there, and he's doing aveira, and I'm going to have a conversation with him and say, hey, Reuven, you better change it up. So even within that type of type 2 tochacha, the Rambam has chidushim, and we'll get to those momentarily. But the first thing to notice is that the Rambam doesn't think of tochacha primarily as there's that guy over there is Reuven, over there is Usher, over there is Shmerel, and I need to help Shmerel change. I need to tell Shmerel he needs to change. That's tochacha type 2. That's tochacha of halacha zayin. That's also tochacha, but the primary tochacha, the Ram seems to say, is bein adam l'chaveiro, and specifically between me and him. The primary tochacha is the alternative, the better alternative to sinas yisrael b'leiv. Instead of being upset at someone, and maybe legitimately so, and keeping it inside, and it just grows and festers, and it gets more and more unhealthy, and I'm in violation of sin of b'leiv, instead, talk to him. Have a conversation. Sit down and talk to him. That's the primary type of tochacha, is when there's a relationship that's damaged, to seek to talk about it, to communicate, and to try to repair it. In addition, even if it's not between me and him, stam, it's just him, he alone, he's over there, nothing to do with me, but I see that he's doing the wrong thing, there's also a mitzvah of tochacha in that context. But the primary tochacha seems to be to open up a conversation when a relationship is a little bit frayed, to open up a conversation about the ways in which someone hurt me. So that's, again, something we would think of as maybe psychologically wise, a modern, recent concept. It is a modern, recent concept. It's also as ancient as the hills. It's also one of the Targum Mitzvos HaTorah. Now, how do I go about doing this? How do I go about doing either one? How do I go about... I like the concept. There are people who have hurt me. There are people who I feel have wronged me. Okay. It's a mitzvah, and it strikes me as being... that's something I would want to do. I would love to be able to pivot away from just keeping that hurt inside. I would love to be able to instead, talk about it and heal things and air things out. But how do I do that? Sort of like, of course, course, not relevant to anyone here, but hypothetically speaking, let's say you went to a trampoline park, and you had a great time at Urban Air, and you came back all sweaty, and you came back exhausted, and you quickly change, maybe you shower, and you sort of toss those socks under the bed. They're in a bag, they've gotten wet, whatever, or maybe it's a snow day, and you come in from a couple of hours, whether it was igloo making or shoveling other people's driveways, whether it's shoveling other people's driveways commercially to make a few honest dollars, or shoveling, helping out someone who can't help himself, whatever it is. And then you're all exhausted, and among many things, your socks are wet. So the socks sort of get stuck in a bag underneath the bed, and you move on with everything else. Again, no one here, of course, has ever heard of such a thing. But hypothetically speaking, if you can imagine for a moment, right? And I really should have taken those socks out and hung them, you know, I don't know, over the shower rod or something, and let them dry out and then throw them in the laundry. But I didn't. They were wet, and they were in a bag, and I didn't bother with them, and they just sort of stayed in the bag. I could have taken them out easily right away, even a few hours later. They stay in the bag for a day or two. They start to develop an odor, and it's not exactly a reich nichoach. Right? So at that point, you know you should take them out of the bag. And maybe you do. Maybe it's like, it's not so pleasant. I'll leave it for tomorrow. Obviously, we all know what happens. The longer the wet socks stay in the bag, the worse it gets. It's ideal to air them out right away, and then you have no problem. The longer you wait, the more unpleasant it will be in the moment to get the socks out of the bag. But you also know that whenever you actually get the socks out of the bag, yes, initially the experience of taking, that moment of taking the socks out of the bag is going to be unpleasant, it's going to smell, it's not going to be pretty, but then you'll air them out, and you'll wash the socks, and the socks will be wonderful and clean again. And the sooner you do it, the better it is. And the sooner you do it, the less unpleasant it is to take them out. The longer you wait, the more unpleasant it is when you have to take the socks out. And at the same time, no matter how long you've waited, the unpleasantness of getting the wet socks out is just temporary. You'll get them out, you'll air them out, you'll clean them, and then you'll move on and it'll be great. The socks will be back to being fantastic again. And that's a powerful mashal for this type of tochacha. When there are unspoken, unpleasant feelings that remain unspoken inside, so ideally you want to air them out right away. The longer you wait to air them out, the more unpleasant it is in the moment to get them out. And so there's always this, Yetzahara in the moment, like, you know, the next 5 minutes, the next hour will be much more pleasant if I just don't talk about it. So short term, it's always easier to kick the can down the road. Long term, it's better to air things out. Like lots of things in life, it's a nisayon of prioritizing the short term, the long term rather, over the short term, not making long term decisions based on short term considerations. See, here we have this mitzvah, an Easter of Sinah B'Lev, and we know it's unpleasant, Sinah B'Lev, a mitzvah of Tochacha. And a mitzvah is something we know we want to do. We'll take out the wet socks of bad feelings out of the bag of my insides, and we'll air it out. And once I get past the initial unpleasantness, I'll be in a much better place with myself. I'll be in a much better place, a renewed good place with this other person, hopefully. So it's a nice idea. How do I actually do it? Or for that matter, how do I give tochacha type 2? It has nothing to do with me, but I see someone else who's doing the wrong thing. He's in a bad place. How do I handle that? So number one, just in terms of tochacha type 2, take a look again at the line that we just read, the beginning of Halacha Zayin. How does the Rambam phrase this? How does the Rambam frame giving tochacha to someone else, type 2? The fellow is chote, is holoch b'derech lo tova, mitzvah lachaziro lemutav. He doesn't say it's a mitzvah to tell him he's doing the wrong thing. He says it's a mitzvah to help him come back to a better place. The mitzvah is result oriented. The mitzvah is to help him be better. Lahodio, and then we even may get more specific, to let him know shehu chotel atzmo b'mais of haran. He doesn't say let him know that he's doing the wrong thing. Let him know he's violating Ratzon Hashem. He says a mitzvah to help him understand that he's hurting himself by violating Ratzon Hashem. It's a goal-oriented mitzvah. Just like if I saw a friend, if I have a friend who has a severe lactose intolerance, and he thought that he's having the power of ice cream, and I know that he took the wrong tub, and that's milchig ice cream. So I'm going to jump and tackle him if necessary to make him say, stop! No, it's milchig ice cream. And he understands it's coming from a friendly place. I'm not trying to be self-righteous and tell him, you don't know what you're doing. Oh, you're being silly. Don't you know that's milchig ice cream? No, I care about you. It's coming from, I want to save you from a mistake. I want to help you not hurt yourself because I care about you. And it will almost invariably, if that's where it's coming from, which in a healthy, normal situation it is, then that's going to be very clear. Even if I tackled him, because it was the only way to stop him. The spoon was at his mouth, and I know that in a minute it's going to be terrible if he eats that ice cream. He's going to suffer for hours. So I knock it out of his hand. In the moment, I'm like, well, what are you doing? But then very, very quickly he realized that was the friendliest thing I could have done, the most loving, caring thing I could have done. It's the same with things to which our neshamas have a spiritual intolerance. You're hurting yourself. I care about you. That's what tachacha is meant to be. Not chalila, feeding my ego by being self-righteous and saying, oh, you're doing the wrong thing. Don't you know that's not there, huh? It's coming out of, I want to help you. And it's anything I'm going to say that's not actually going to succeed in getting you to change your mind is not tochacha. That's what he made very clear. Zechovas totzah. The goal is to help you get back to a better place and for you to understand that these specific avir behaviors or the overall track that you're on in life, it's self-destructive. Chotel atzmo. And then he goes on to say, so let's break it, let's talk specifics. Hamochich es chaveiro. Here we are. Hamochich es chaveiro. Be'medvarim shebeino, be'medvarim shebeino, ve'en ha'makom. Whether it's be'am l'chaveiro, whether it's be'am l'makom, whatever the content is of the target is of the tochacha, tzarich l'hochicho be'en ha'ven atzmo. How do I do this? Number one, it has to be a private conversation. I mean, do it in front of other people. That's unnecessarily embarrassing. If I care, I'm doing it because I care about him. Again, unless it's like an emergency and there's no time to waste, I need to do it privately. And by the way, doing it privately also means, often, that I'm not going to respond the moment I see it. I see something, I'm not going to respond in the moment. That's going to give a gut reaction. I'm going to notice and say, wow, I need to help him. How can I help him? Let me think about it. Let me plan strategically. When's a good time to catch him? When's a good moment? There aren't other people around. We can have an honest, it won't be embarrassing, and he won't get defensive. And we have a calm conversation, a soft conversation. Here the Rambam stresses what we already saw alluded to between the lines before. I need to highlight, this is for you. It's not about me. Again, not that you necessarily say those words. This is not about my ego. But it should be clear in the way that you're, in what and how you say, that it's about him. Keep him in a mutav. If not, you may have to have the conversation again and again. And then he goes on to stress in Halacha Ches, and then we'll wrap it all together, Halacha Tes. Halacha Ches, he pulls out one line that had appeared in Halacha Zayin and points out this is a separate lav. We went from a mitzvah saseh to mitzvah lo saseh to another mitzvah saseh to another mitzvah lo saseh. Hamachiach es chaveiro tchila lo yidaber lo kashas ad shiach limenu. I'm not seeking to open the conversation in an embarrassing way. Lo sisa alav chet. Yachal at hamachicha upon hamishtanos? No, lo sisa alav chet. Asa adam lachlim es Yisrael. Koshkein berabim. This is a general avera against embarrassing people. And even in the context of tochacha, I'm trying to do something good. I'm trying to be mochiachim. I'm trying to help him. I'm trying to get him to a better place. Even so, I don't have the right to opt to embarrass him in order to in order to do that. So that's why he already said in the previous halacha, you can do it privately, you can do it gently, both because, as he's saying here, the Torah specifies, I don't have the right to embarrass someone, and also more generally, and this may be part of what the Torah is saying, by pairing the iser of lo sisa alav chet, the iser of embarrassing someone else, with the mitzvah of having these growth-oriented conversations, the mitzvah of tochacha, it's not only happens to also be a lav, it's rare that you're going to be effective in your tochacha if you're putting someone on the defensive. It's rare that you're going to be effective if you're causing someone pain, if you're causing someone embarrassment specifically in the course of that. So here we have again a mitzvah of tochacha paired with a limiting lav of lo sisa alav chet, of asur lahachlim, so that lav of asur lahachlim helps to shape how a Jew is supposed to go about the mitzvah of tochacha. And as I said before, the iser of avas, the iser of sinas yisrael belev, is the opposite of, it's the obverse of the mitzvah saseh of avas yisrael, but it's also paired with the second mitzvah saseh of tochacha. Instead of the alternative to sinah belev is instead be mochiach. Don't let things just fester. Instead, talk about it. Instead, air it. Get the wet socks of the bad feelings out of the bag under your bed of your heart, and air it out. And the Rambam was giving us some guidance for how to do that, because what we saw coming back to Halacha Zayin, when he describes the way you have this conversation, this is not only the way you have a tochacha conversation where you're just telling him that he's doing something wrong. It's also tochacha type 1. When I'm opening up conversation about something painful that happened between the two of us, now I'm just giving guidance for how to do it. It's going to ideally be a private conversation, and it's ideally going to be benachas of lashon rakam. I am upset at the guy. I'm upset at the guy because of whatever he did. I'm upset at Shmero because he insulted me. I'm upset at Shmero because he's been besmirching my reputation. I'm upset at Shmero because he snubbed me. Commission, omission, it's something he did do, it's something he didn't do. It has to do with money, it has to do with feelings, it has to do with career, it has to do whatever it is. Whatever it is. So I do have a mitzvah to have a conversation. How am I going to do it? So the Rambam is saying, number one, and this comes up all the time between friends. Hopefully not all the time, but this comes up not infrequently. A guy you had a relationship with, and then you feel like he hurt you. You feel like he baveled you. He ignored you, or he did something, he didn't do something, whatever it is. So the Rambam says, number one, think. Plan. Because I mentioned before, if you're having the conversation b'ino levein atzmo, that already implies that you're not just reacting in the moment. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos points out that it's rare that we have productive interpersonal conversations in the heat of emotions. The Mishnah talks about you can't be menachem samum b'shas hameisam mutlefanav, b'shas kaso. It's very hard. It's natural sometimes to want to snap back in the moment when feelings are riding high, and sometimes I have to protect myself or to stop a situation. But in the moment of b'shas maisa, in the moment of emotion, it's rare that we're going to have an emotionally productive conversation. But you can have an emotionally productive conversation later. Pick a moment when it's a relatively calm moment, when there isn't a lot going on, and when people are in a relatively good mood. And then you want to plan for how you're going to raise it. And you'll notice, not only is it ben olavein atzma, which means I picked the setting, I thought about it, and I picked the setting that was a more ideal setting, and I picked a tone of voice that's pleasant and is less likely to get people's defenses up, because once people's defenses are up, so then you're not going to, it's going to be very hard to have a productive conversation. And then, as I said before, lama sis li kach v'kach. Why did you do this? Why are you chote? And you're describing the activities, the behaviors, the facts, and you're describing how it made you feel. Here's what happened. You did X, Y, Z, and it made me feel A, B, C. You did this, and I was hurt. I felt hurt because you did X, Y, Z. I don't want to talk about it. And you'll notice the Rambam is not saying, you're not calling the guy Russia, and you're not calling him names. You're not describing him. It's not ad hominem in terms of you're not saying, you're not describing what he is or labeling what type of person he is. You're talking about particular events and how they made me feel. You were chote to me. This hurt me. I can describe the events and I can describe the way I can describe myself. And it's an open question. Lama. Because the truth is, there are usually, there are usually two or three or more sides to the story. There's my perspective and there's his perspective. And once we open up the conversation and I express what's in my heart, and then I listen. And then I listen. And then we start talking about it. And you can say, we're friends. And this was surprising. This was surprising. I have to admit it was hurtful. I'm not sure what, maybe you could explain to me why you did it. I wasn't sure what was going on. But when you did X, Y, and Z, it made me feel A, B, C. Lama asisa li kach v'kach, v'lama chatasa li b'davar ploni. And why did you, and it hurt me. And it hurt me. And that is good advice, a mitzvah daraisa. The best advice is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's advice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the mitzvah daraisa, that's divine advice. And ken yomer ha-moshlem, the best of all, not the Moshe, but Ribbono Shel Olam himself is guiding us to do this. Ribbono Shel Olam himself is guiding us to do this. If I choose the right setting, I choose the right time, the moment when feelings are not high, in the moment when it's relatively calm, in the moment when it's relatively quiet and private, he'll understand that I chose the moment, that I'm not seeking to hurt him, I'm seeking to have an open conversation, and it won't always work, but if you have these ingredients in place, I pick the right setting, I pick the right moment, and I plan in advance how I want to say things, and the presentation is soft, and the presentation is gentle, and I'm open and honest about what happened and how it made me feel, and then you open the floor to questions, so to speak. You want to hear his take, and you're willing to speak, and you're willing to listen. So it's a mitzvah seh deraisu, which can have peiroseh and ba'olam hazeh, can have very rich emotional peiros in terms of my own feelings, and my own stress level, and in terms of very often restoring and repairing a positive relationship that I had appreciated, and getting rid of sort of the elephant in the room, where neither of us are still interacting, and neither one is talking about, whatever it is that went on between us, to just talk about it openly and honestly, and then you can move on and can put a friendship in so much of a better place, such a better place than it was. It's such good advice. It's so rewarding about Olam Hazeh, and it's mamash a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, it should close. We are not going to move on to Perek Zayin today. Maybe some other time. The Rambam has fantastic chidushim in the world of Rechilas and Lashon Hara. Maybe take a look at that some other time. The Rambam has an important chidushim at the end of this Perek also, in terms of being having added sensitivity to people who are often pushed around more. And those are all important topics that perhaps we'll take up at a different time. I want to wrap up for now just with halacha tes, which is the last halacha. He had begun to talk about the Isser of Sinah, the corresponding mitzvah of tochacha and halacha hey, vav, zayin, ches, and now finally tes. These five halachas. He says there is a mitzvah to talk about things. He says, there is an exception. Am I always mechuyev? Every time someone did something that upset me, that I know me, I always mechuyev to talk about it? Are there any other options? Rambam says, yes. Let's say someone did something to me. Shmerel ba'avled me. I'm not interested in being mechuyev. I'm not interested in having a conversation. Not because I'm going to keep the sinner belayed. Such a shallow, such a super shallow person. Oh, he's a daito mishubeshes. He's not even in his right mind. There's no one to talk to. There's no one to talk to because he's such a shallow person. There's no one to talk to because Nebuch, he doesn't have the mental or emotional capacity to have this sort of conversation. And mocha lo belibov lo stamo. If I say, Nebuch, I'm going to get upset about that. I'm just going to let it slide off. He said something. Mocha lo belibov lo stamo. If I can really be mocha and really let go and really it doesn't remain, if I let it slide off, v'lo hochicho, I'm not mochi, that's emes chasidus. That's wonderful. Lo hakpida Torah el al hamesatma. The Torah is concerned with someone who's going to maintain the sinna unexpressed, uncommunicated inside. So now what we're presenting is that you have two options. Someone ba'avos you, someone insults you. If you can honestly really just let it go, and I really don't care about it, and really just let it slide off, that's gevaldik. Or I can talk about it. I have four options, as the Rambam says. Some ba'avos me, I could hold on to the sinna inside, and that's a violation of sinna b'lev. Or I could express the sinna inappropriately, and that was whatever other law it is, of hitting or hachlama or cursing or so forth. Or I have two, so those are two negative, inappropriate reactions. The two appropriate reactions, either just to not keep it b'lev because I just let it slide off, or to not keep it belief because I expressed it appropriately through a proper tochacha process. We communicated. We communicated about the difficult event, and our relationship grew stronger. Our friendship grew stronger as a result. And I'll close with this. The Gemara, in a somewhat parallel fashion, interprets a pasuk in Mishle. Daga b'lev ish yaschena. That there's This is no longer a question of someone else ba'avled me. Stop. Something's on my mind. I'm anxious about something. I'm concerned about something. Da'igablevish, yaschena. I should be masachet. What does that mean? So Gemara presents two interpretations. One is milashen hesachadas. Just put it out of my mind. Let it slide off. The other one is milashen sicha. Yisichena lachem. Talk about it. If something's on my mind, some things really just pass. I let it slide off and it really doesn't bother me. So that's great. If it really doesn't bother me, that's great. But something's on my mind and a concern, a worry is on my mind, bad feelings going on inside and they're not just going away. So then find someone you trust, a friend or someone older, someone you trust and respect to share the difficult feelings with. Either some things were really minor and petty and they slide off and something that's on my mind, I should talk about it. So in somewhat parallel fashion, the Rambam says, and if it's a Beram L'Chavero thing, someone hurt me specifically, so I could either talk to him and be mochiach, and as we said, in a productive, healthy way, or I could let it slide off. And finally, there is a third category where sometimes someone ba'aveled me and it's not possible to have a conversation with him. There's no one home to talk to. Not sometimes really, you know, he's not someone with whom I can have a conversation because he's unstable, because his extreme bad midos, whatever it is. And at the same time, it's not so little and not such a nothing that just going to slide off. It is significant. So then you move to the da'ib levish, you see chen lachem. Then I have to find someone else whom I respect, with whom I can have a conversation with Tawelis. At least if I can't repair the relationship with a difficult person, at least I can deal with the daiga in my own heart as a result of that unpleasantness and seek to express it to someone else, find a trusted adult with whom I can discuss the situation. Daiga b'levish yisichen lachem. So again, as we've seen, the Rambam in the Hilchos Deis is full of incredibly broadly practical dinim. We've seen that there were several examples, and there are more over the course of Sefer HaMa'adah, where the Rambam takes concepts that strike us as being recent modern concepts and points out that they are mitzvahs daraisa. And particularly, we had a chance to see a lot of the psychological wisdom that Kadosh Baruch Hu is conveying to us in his Torah, as the Rambam collects from the Midrash HaChazal. I also have a fan. fantastic day. I hope some of these ideas will be helpful, not only in terms of appreciating a pasuk and a Rambam, but perhaps you can also put them to good use in our own lives to do these mitzvahs and to avoid these averes and to bring more simcha into our lives and into our friendships. And I hope you have a fantastic snow day.